If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley, live from the press box atop the stadium in Lawrence, Kansas, here with Matt Stevens. We're going to talk a little bit about the disappointing game that Illinois had. I don't want to run down the Kansas Jayhawks. They have a very good offense. At the same time, fans of the Illini are expecting a defense that is much more durable and much more effective than what we saw the last 2 weeks. And we're looking for an offense that's a little bit more consistent, particularly in the first half, where the Illini have been outscored 40-14 the last two games. Matt, there's a lot of things to talk about here, but let's go with your initial thoughts on what happened tonight.
Yeah, I think the defense needs a complete overhaul. Especially at the linebacker position, the weak side linebacker position that Isaac Darkangelo had last year and is no longer there. I think the outside linebackers that are supposed to have containment and are supposed to be able to set the edge aren't doing it. That needs to be looked at. Brett Bielema said it best. Mike, I think there has to be a complete overhaul of what we're asking these guys to do and maybe – who are asking to do it. And that's the easiest way to say that Illinois has now in two games this year looked like they just got railroaded in the first 30 to 35 minutes of a football game. And that's not supposed to happen for a team that returns as many starters as Illinois returns and has as many veterans as Illinois has, especially on that defensive front that isn't allowing an experienced secondary to really kind of get its feet wet properly and has really looked very, very not competitive and out of position and ill prepared in the first 2 weeks of this 2023 season.
You know, looking at the defense, a few things really come to mind. One is the lack of contain on the quarterback. Now I know these are two talented quarterbacks, but just too often, you know, they lose outside contain because somebody takes the wrong rush angle, or they end up in a position where the quarterback goes up the middle because people have left it and then goes to the outside and we end up with long runs. Or once they start being effective with their wheels, then they have the ability to throw the ball because defenders are trying to come up and deal with them. The other thing that was interesting is just the amount of passes that are guys running across the middle. It looks like our linebackers literally have, instead of Roberto Duran had hands of stone, it looks like our linebackers have feet and legs of stone.
Yeah, and they're out of position. And the reason they're out of position is because the quarterback has been able to kind of dance around and make the play 7 seconds instead of four. It's why the secondary kind of looks out of place, because by that time you're asking them to cover twice as long. And if you're asking them to cover twice as long, it's probably going to end up being bad for your defense. This team was supposed to be built from the front to the back. Like last year's team was built from the back to the front, even though Johnny and Keith got a lot of notoriety, in the defensive line, but this team was supposed to be built from front to back. And the front has been extremely disappointing. I thought Johnny Newton played a hell of a game tonight. I can't wait to look at what his PFF numbers are going to look like from a production standpoint. I don't care what he gets graded. I want to see the production. I want to see how many hurries that they credit him with. I thought he did a really, really good job. But when Johnny Newton gets vertically up the field, like he is, has the ability to do, your Seth Colemans, your Gabe Akases, your Alec Bryants have to be able to set the edge. They have to be able to do that. And when they don't do that, you know, Jaden Daniels, who's the preseason Big 12 player of the year for a reason, is able to get outside. And when he gets outside, two things are going to happen. Either he's going to find lanes to be able to throw the football to a wide open receiver, or he's going to be able to just take off on his own and make people miss. And I don't know how many missed tackles Illinois had, but a lot of that has to do with trying to contain maybe one of the nation's best athletes at quarterback in the open field, which was not part of the game plan. I know that for a fact. And what they have been lacking in terms of containment of the quarterback that is dynamic with both his feet and his arm in the first 2 weeks has been very, very troublesome from a defense that was expected to be as good as it was at least professing it to be this year up front, and then specifically in that front seven. And you know, we had Johnny Newton tonight in postgame kind of say, we've got a whole bunch of guys that are living off of 2022, and that year's over. He can't say it any better than I can. Or I can't say it any better than he can. I mean, he understands there's a bunch of guys who may not even have been on the field much for 2022 that are living high on the hog right now about in 2023 and have absolutely no business doing that. And if that keeps up, Illinois is going to lose a lot of football games.
So this week in practice, what do you think Coach B is going to do? Many people are pointing to the come to Jesus moment after the Virginia game on September 11th, 2022, when that was the last disaster game like this. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen this week?
I don't think, I mean, quoting Brett Bielema, I have to take him for his word. It's not going to be anything like that, because after the Virginia game, Mike, they went, I know this for a fact, Brett Bielema and Ryan Walters got in a room and said, okay, what do we do well? Because we've got to change what we do, and we got to do it now. And they played a lot of, quite frankly, they played a lot of bland base coverage and bland and base defense for a while, just to know, because we got athletes, but we're asking them to do stuff that they can't do. And that was what they did in 2021. Bielema said it's not the same, because that was guys who still didn't have the system down and didn't have the scheme down, and we need to kind of make it simpler for them. This is concerning because this is game two of year three of Brett Bielema, and quite frankly, his defense and that's being called by Aaron Henry, and these guys don't look like they're taking to coaching. And so I think that Brett Bielema's got to go back and realize, okay, we're not going to change the scheme. I'm not going to do that. But what we're going to do is figure out a way for our outside linebackers and our linebackers to not look completely foolish. And we may have to – here's the deal. We may have to play around inconsistent play at linebacker, especially weak side linebacker right now, in order to get through what this defense is. And that's just concerning for a team that built everything they wanted to build on in the preseason off of their front seven, which includes those linebackers play. But it says to me two things, quite frankly. One is that Ryan Walters was pretty darn good at what he did. Yeah. And two, Isaac Darkangelo, who has now been on two NFL preseason camps, was pretty good at what he wanted to do too, at weak side linebacker and leading the Illinois in tackles. He's no longer there. And I don't mean to name names, but Dylan Rosiak, Kiana Anduglia, and the host of people that they have tried at that weak side spot have just not gotten the job done. And that's going to have to be relatively fixed. That's going to have to be fixed relatively quickly, because you got Penn State coming in, but you've also got to look at your outside linebackers and say, are they not understanding? Are they not getting better at what they're being asked to do? Because you would think that a Gabe Akases and a Seth Coleman and an Alec Bryant could expand on what their talents were last year and expand on what their game is to be more complete linebackers and be more complete outside pass rushers and be more complete guys in that system. Kind of like Owen Carney was, and kind of like, 2 years ago when they could really rely on him to be that person. they showed that they are not progressing in the overall skill set of what it takes to do everything they're asking those players to do at that outside linebacker position. And this is where first year, you know, position coach Charlie Boland's got to get in the room and figure out what can my guys do, what can my guys not do, and let's play to our strengths.
Yeah, and I think that's a scary thing when sometimes the physical assets aren't maybe there as much with one guy as they were in the past. Let's talk about a couple things on the offensive line. Where do you think the fixes are there? Because it really seems like some of the guys just are playing positions they're not super comfortable at right now.
Part of the position is to not be down 28-7 and then asking your offensive line to backpedal in pass protection 90% of the time for two reasons. One, that's not exactly what Brett Bielema wants to do from an offensive schematic standpoint to begin with. And two, you probably have guys that aren't very good at pass protecting as they are going forward, right? And you have guards like – you have guys like Zy Chrisler who's trying to go from guard to tackle. And in order to do that, you got to play to his strengths. Well, part of his strength is going forward and not backpedaling, as you've seen. If this continues and teams can just pin their ears back and come at this Illinois offensive line, Luke Altmaier is going to end up getting hurt. And, he has been a big gamer for 2 weeks, but Zy Chrisler is better going forward than he is backpedaling right now. Josh Getzky has been out of position at guard for two straight weeks, and it's killed offensive drives. There are still questions about whether Josh Kreutz can physically handle the center position at a Big Ten program, but I'll tell you this: I think that he handled himself actually better from quarters one through four than a lot of people are giving him credit for, I thought. So, there's schematic things that they could do, and there's position changes that they could make. And Bart Miller is going to have to get in a room and get with his boss and Brett Bielema and see if there's things that they want to try to fix. But I'm telling you, some of those things are just innate right now in what the right side is not proficient in right now. And some of them are, Brett Bielema talked about it after this game, Mike, is that maybe I just need to figure out who our five guys are and then go from there, right? And not try to pigeonhole Zy Chrisler in a position that he's not proficient at right now. What's scary about that is that they recruited him and brought him over to eventually play tackle, and he has not been very good at it. They recruited, they've been progressively trying to build Josh Getzky and Josh Kreutz into the center and guard positions that right now they just haven't been very good at. I think it's going to have to take somebody like Isaiah Adams, who I think next year is going to be in the NFL, to maybe move to tackle, I think. But if Bart Miller and Brett Bielema don't feel that way, look, again, I think all of this gets whitewashed into the idea of you're down 28-7 and now the game plan becomes almost, it becomes a completely different called game than Barry Lunney wanted to do. And it really puts a hindrance on your offensive line trying to do what they want to do, because quite frankly, Mike, Illinois ran the ball for over almost 6 yards a carry tonight. And I would have liked to have seen the defense get off the field and get a couple of stops to make the offense a little bit more balanced than it was tonight. And then we'll see if they can continue to do that going forward. But if this offensive line in terms of pass protection continues the way it's going, Luke Altmaier is going to get killed.
Yeah, that's concerning. Now, I will say the other part that probably gives me the most heartburn is the continuous penalties, but it wasn't the huge number of them, but the timing of them has been like literally at the worst possible time. Third down plays where you stop them, you keep a team on the field. We've seen that way too many times in two games for my liking. This team has to deal with that as well. Now, on the bright side, Hugh Robertson, who took a lot of crap last season, did punt for an average of 41.5 a punt, but had all four of his punts inside of the 20. Amazingly, I think three of those four punts that were inside the 20, Kansas took the length of the field for touchdowns. So that goes back to, now you're back talking about the defense and putting your offense in a hole the way you discussed. Discuss a little bit about what you're seeing out of Luke Altmyer, because I think we're all concerned he's not built, he's not big enough to take all the hits he is. He's not a Josh Allen. But, boy, you know, he has shown a lot of poise back there, maybe held the ball a little too long on a couple plays today, but really has been quite successful with both his feet and his arms so far in some situations that were not ideal.
I think Luke Altmyer's proven through 2 weeks that he's a gamer. And I define that by somebody who's willing to put his body on the line and put his, you know, every bit of his being on the line to help Illinois win a football game. I think you saw it last week against Toledo, clearly in the last drive. And I think you saw it in the second half of this game where, you know, he makes it a very, very compelling final score, even though I think Illinois was completely outplayed. But the feet thing, I think, is new territory for Illinois and actually kind of a surprise. And I don't think that's bad coaching. There isn't a team in America that ever makes its quarterback live during preseason camp. So you never really know what kind of talent you have in your quarterback with his feet until he gets, you know, into the meat of a game, an actual game. And you've seen that with Luke Altmyer, that he can make plays with his feet. He can extend plays with his feet. Barry Lunny, I think, maybe needs to play to that a little bit more. The problem with that is the thing you mentioned earlier, Mike, is that I don't think he's built to Tim Tebow this thing. Yeah. And I think that Barry Lunny and Brett Bielema will be the first to tell you that. So if this team's not playing from a balanced play sheet that Barry Lunny can call from, and then, you know, I think Luke Altmyer's got a chance to get hurt. And I think they need the run game to supplement what Luke Altmyer can do in the pass game. But I do think you have a quarterback who is going to has proven to you over 2 weeks that he's just a gamer. And I think that's encouraging. And I think that Brett Bielema said after the game that number 9 is somebody that he can point to and say, hey, we've got somebody, we got a guy. And so There is your encouragement if you're an Illini fan, is that you have a quarterback that can make you, you know, feel like you're never out of a football game. But if this defense continues to play the way that it's playing, Luke Altmyer putting up numbers is not going to matter.
Yeah, the other couple people, I guess, on the offense, I'll just go real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, Reggie Love, you know, ended up 5.5 yards a carry, but only was able to get the ball 8 times. Josh McCray had a nice 11-yard run, which I thought he actually delivered a blow at the end of it. We haven't seen that really much since he got hurt. Isaiah Williams had a decent game, but again, a couple plays, you know, he took big hits. Griffin Moore had a couple really tough catches, mm-hmm. that I think you can build on. Hank Beatty got an opportunity. Casey Washington couldn't get a lot of separation tonight. And
he's never going to get separation.
Yeah. And
can't rely on that.
And Pat Bryant just had a really rough game. So, you know, again, the receivers, I thought they played fine. But any thoughts on the overall offense before we kind of wrap?
Josh McCray ran for 5 yards a carry. Reggie Love ran for 5.6. You add up all the sack numbers, and Illinois ran for 5 yards a carry, which in college football goes against your rushing total when you're sacked as many times as Luke Altmyer was, which is sack-adjusted yards tonight. So your sack-adjusted rushing yards were 7.6 yards a carry for Illinois. If they could have been balanced on the play sheet, Barry Lunny could have used everything on the play sheet, I would have been very interested in how this game plays out, because I know Illinois came into this week thinking we are going to out-physical Kansas. But when you are down 28-7 going into the half, that's not the game plan that you can do. And quite frankly, it's not the way that Brett Bielema's teams are ever set up. I thought Griffin Moore being an option at the tight end position is very, very encouraging. They need to leave the trick play that they ran on 3rd and 1 with Griffin Moore going under center. leave that in Lawrence. I don't think Illinois, there isn't an Illinois fan in the world that ever wants to see that ever again. But I do think that there's encouraging things with Hank Beattie. I think that teams have figured out that if we try to bottle up Isaiah Williams, that's probably your best bet. I do like what the tunnel screen that they ran twice with Isaiah Williams, and he almost took it to the house. I love that. That is a Barry Lunny special, and I can see what they're trying to do with that. And I kind of love it. They didn't run the ball worth a darn in week one. And so if you want to see offensively, if you want to see improvement from week one to week two, which is what coaches all over the country talk about, I thought Illinois was able to run the ball a heck of a lot better against Kansas tonight than they did against Toledo in week one. And I do think that this Illinois team is set up, if they cannot, you know, get out of their own darn way in the first 30 minutes of a football game, especially defensively, they are set up to physically be able to pound teams, because I think they have offensive linemen that are proficient in going forward and run blocking, but they do not have a team that can sit back and have Luke Altmyer throw it as many times and get sacked as many times as he has, because they're down by 2, 3, 4 scores right off the bat.
So with that, you know, it was a very rough game for Illini fans. Looks better on the scoreboard than what we actually would have thought the gap was if you were talking about the quality of play. An 11-point loss, and of course all losses count the same, doesn't matter whether you lose by 11 or 30, but you also don't expect an Illinois team to come in and rush the ball for 140 yards and get outrushed by a team that does 262 yards. So there's a lot of things for the Illini to be working on. And of course, we will have a Penn State preview coming out on Monday. Matt will have a ton of stories during the week. It is a big game. Illinois has a huge hill to climb because they were hoping to come into this 2-0. Now they're going to have to really fight against arguably a team that some have kind of said this year might be better than Ohio State. That's a tough ticket to punch when you got to beat them to get yourself back up to 2-1. Matt, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I have Penn State winning the league before we ever hit leather. And so, you know, as I wrote in my column on Illini Guys, Mike, that's up right now on the site, the concern around Brett Bielema's program right now should be at an all-time high. We haven't mentioned this. I mentioned it on the radio at Illini Sports Spectacular, but Illinois has lost 5 of their last 6 games now to power conference opponents, and the only win was Northwestern last year. You talk about the hill to climb to beat Penn State. This team defensively right now is not set up to stop anybody, let alone the 7th-ranked team in the country with a quarterback that might be one of the better ones in the Big Ten. And the major problem if you're Brett Bielema is this is Big Noon kickoff. So you've had 2 games now where the defense has looked completely lost and completely confused and completely uncompetitive, quite frankly. And now you've got the number 7 team in the country. This is where the whole freaking country gets to watch you throw your dirty laundry out on the front yard if you're not careful. Because this should have been a moment in which Illinois can present to the country how competitive Brett Bielema has gotten this program in, you know, less than 3 years. Now you get on that Big Noon kickoff platform on Fox, and Penn State could remind everybody in orange and blue how far away Illinois is from being that competitive. And that's a scary thing to think about on a team that came into this season. And I talked about the confidence that was flowing out of the Smith Center, you know, in fall camp. That is no longer the case anymore. And again, to quote Johnny Newton, you got a whole bunch of guys that are living off of 2022. 2022 is gone, and 2023 is happening right now. And Illinois does not look like the same Illinois team, especially defensively, that you know, was their calling card last year in 2022, that allowed you to get to 8 wins, allowed you to get to a New Year's Day bowl game, and quite frankly, allowed you to have the kind of excitement and confidence going into a 2023. That as we leave Lawrence, Kansas, is almost all gone.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Matt. Of course, if you want to read more of Matt's writing, IlliniGuys.com is where you can go. You go there, get a subscription, $99 a year, It's a great value. There's been a lot of inflation since we started 3 years ago. We haven't raised our prices at all. So please come by, you know, join up and see what you think. I think you'll stay. We got a ton of people who are there and they get to read Matt's stories. And of course, you go back into the message boards, then you can argue with Matt. You can argue with Brad. You can talk to Ked. All those type of things make it very fun to be a member of the website. We'd love to see you join us and join the family. And of course, the Illini Sports Spectacular is on across the state on Fridays or Saturdays. Go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio button, and you can find the radio station closest to you. Find out what day and what time it's on. Tune us in. We would love to have you there as well. So for Matt Stevens, this is Illini Guy Mike Kegley saying, go Illini.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.